booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, if I didn't know better, I'd say Juliet Huddy's done the news once or twice before.
Oh, my goodness. Just a few times.
Well, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to see you. You sound terrific, vivacious, informative, and energetic.
Wow, look at you.
It's true.
What else? No, I'm just kidding.
That's about it.
Hi, Frankie. I hope you had a nice day yesterday. Nice. It's going to be a very nice day, actually, today. We've got lots of stuff going on. Christian's at the controls. Who else is over there? Eric. Sorry, Eric. As you heard, I'll be following some breaking news stories, and Sid will be in with sports. I'm sure we're going to be talking about his eventful birthday yesterday, as well as his mom's birthday, Naomi's. But here is what we're going to be talking about around the water cooler today. Probably a lot of music fans are going to be really happy because maybe we'll start to be able to go back and see concerts. Although, again, as I just said in the news, I don't know how many concerts are going to be put on. They'll probably be very scaled back if you can only fit 25% in. Also, in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, traveling the country by rail is becoming a hot vacation option, Frank. I don't know if you know this. And the options and the opportunities to do this are kind of really impressive. They're all over the world, including here in the States. I'm going to tell you about two new America-based railway journeys of a lifetime.
And you mentioned Sid Rosenberg, who's going to be joining us in 8 minutes. His cousin is former U.S. Senator Norm Coleman, who actually ran and defeated Walter Mondale in Walter Mondale's last election.
That's
so
right.
I'm wondering if he has any special, unique Walter Mondale insight this morning. Yeah.
I bet he does.
I bet she does, right?
I'm sure.
Then again, I've never been the best better. all right. I am betting that Joe Nolan does have some answers when it comes to traffic this morning. How are you doing, Joe?
Good. You know, Juliet, I took the California Zephyr from Chicago to San Francisco once, 56 hours on a train. It was one of the best things I ever did in my life.
That sounds wonderful, awesome. Except for the name of it. I'll explain why on an Instagram
right.
post.
Oh,
the Zephyr thing is just, it's a family joke word. And
okay.
We just don't have to get into it.
Sorry, didn't mean to.
No, it's okay. Just find the definition of Zephyr and you might be able to figure it out.
All right.
Okay.
Southbound gig and all lanes are closed. Crossbox to Yankee Stadium. There's a truck fire up there. Just absolutely shut down completely. It's a mess. You want to avoid that if you can. You're also looking at emergency vehicles northbound in the left lane. So the dig in both ways, you've got that. Northbound Turnpike Eastern Spur, all lanes closed. That because of maintenance route 46 eastbound at Main Street in the Ridgefield Park. An accident with two lanes out. Staten Island bound, Verrazano upper level going to be shut. That for the ongoing road work and alternate side of the street. Parking rules are in effect. This report, service of Indeed.com. Trouble hiring? Time to shift gears with Indeed. They go beyond the resume with over 135 skill tests that help candidates show their abilities on things like computer proficiency or customer service. Indeed skills tests reduce hiring time by 27% on average. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. From your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, today it's actually going to be pretty nice. I'm glad I have my girl Tanya in, and we can go and frolic outside in the beautiful weather. We'll have a mix of clouds and sun, but hopefully it'll turn sunny. Yesterday, I have to say, at least out in Huntington, it was pretty nice for a while.
I was asleep most of the day yesterday, so I missed all these reports of nice weather that were being reported all over our area.
But I apologize.
I heard it was good.
Yeah, well, today it probably should be pretty nice, too. We'll get, again, a mix of clouds and sun. Going to get up to about 73 in the city. That's pretty nice. Tomorrow, 63 degrees, but prepare. We will have showers and scattered thunderstorms throughout the day and also some gusty winds. Watch out for that. And by Thursday, the rain will go away. We'll end up having some partly cloudy skies in the morning. Cloudy skies pretty much consistently through the afternoon, only getting up to about 51 degrees. And by Friday, we should see some nice sunny skies, maybe a few afternoon clouds rolling in there, but overall pretty nice and a high of 64 degrees. Currently, it is 52 in Manhattan.
And New York State Comptroller is calling on the state attorney general to look into Governor Andrew Cuomo's pandemic book. The New York Times reporting that Attorney General Letitia James received a letter from Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli to investigate whether Cuomo committed any indictable offenses related to his pandemic book. The letter specifically referred to allegations that surfaced that public resources may have been used in the development of the governor's book. James's office confirmed the letter was received, but declined further comment on what she referred to as an ongoing investigation.
Well, since you brought it up, Frank, sending seniors allegedly to their deaths and myriad sexual harassment accusations apparently are not enough to make New Yorkers want to oust the governor. A Siena College poll released Monday shows 51% of those surveyed do not think Governor Andrew Cuomo should resign. That's actually a 1% increase. So it's pretty tiny from the last poll that was taken earlier this month. In fact, New Yorkers overwhelmingly support Cuomo's handling of the pandemic. 60% say they approve. Only 32% say they don't. Curiously, though, his approval rating continues to sink. So I find this very strange. In February, it was 56% positive. By March, it tanked to 43% positive. And then the latest survey shows it's dropped even further to 40% positive. 4 out of 10 people, meantime, say Cuomo has committed sexual harassment. They believe he has. And 7 out of 10 surveyed are in favor of the new millionaire's tax. Roughly 6 out of 10 are happy with the legalization of pot.
It is interesting, though, that Cuomo is using the same playbook that Virginia Governor Ralph Northam did and that Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz did. And just because you're embroiled in a scandal, gone are the days where you used to instantly resign
right.
when you're the subject of all this stuff. I think we are seeing a new paradigm in politics where politicians don't resign
anymore. I think
anymore.
You'd also mention Donald Trump
right,
in that, too.
Right.
I mean, scandal after scandal for some of these people. But the fact is they figured it out. And what it's very simple, and I'm surprised it took them this long. News is interesting for about a day or two,
right.
and then all you have to do is create some other distraction and lull the people into, this sort of complacency.
I really do think you're going to see an era where nobody resigns unless there's a criminal conviction.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
For better or worse.
Yeah.
A Democratic lawmaker from Manhattan is calling for harsher punishments for public servants convicted of sexual harassment. Assemblywoman Rebecca Seawright's bill proposes public servants receive up to a year in jail and fines if convicted. The bill is being introduced amid accusations of sexual harassment against Governor Cuomo by several women.
One of the tech world's most controversial conscious uncouplings has ultimately had a happy ending. Apple has given the green light to Parler's return to the iOS App Store, so you can now download the right-leaning site on Apple devices. Parler was yanked from the Apple platform back in January over policy violations, but the conservative-leaning social media site has since retooled things. They've agreed to, quote, better detect and moderate hate speech and incitement.
Several colleges and universities in the tri-state area are now requiring the COVID-19 vaccine for students. Yesterday, Columbia University began notifying students, staff, and faculty of its intention to require the vaccine by the fall term. Rutgers became one of the first universities to announce a similar requirement.
And breaking news on Monday, the Supreme Court shutting down a GOP attempt to challenge the election rules in Pennsylvania. It was brought by a former Republican congressional candidate and 4 individual voters. Their argument was basically that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court exceeded its authority when it ordered the expansion of ballot deadlines during the pandemic. It's yet another sign that the nation's highest court has really little to no interest at all in relitigating the 2020 election.
People across the country are celebrating marijuana today. That's because April 20th, or 420, is officially known as Weed Day.
That's right.
The origins behind why the number 420 is important to people who use marijuana is somewhat unclear. However, Time magazine says the most credible story is that it started because a group of California high school students in the 70s would meet up every day at 420 to smoke. Regardless of how it started, the day is growing in popularity now that weed is legal in 17 states. Many dispensaries across the nation are offering deals to commemorate the day.
Well, speaking of deals, it's a fast food deal that I think is going to really appeal to Sid Rosenberg because he is Mr. McDonald's. I mean, I don't know about you, but when I think of fast food, the first thing I think of is boy bands. McDonald's would certainly be happy to hear that. The chain is partnering with the massively huge K-pop band BTS for its next celebrity meal. The BTS meal goes on sale worldwide May 26th, the 27th in South Korea, in case you're traveling there. That's where the band's from. The meal will feature a 10-piece chicken McNuggets, as my mother used to say, medium fries and a Coke, along with new dipping sauces inspired by South Korea, sweet chili and Cajun. Wait, what? This is the third musical partnership following smashing successes with Colombian reggaeton singer J Balvin and American rapper Travis Scott. And speaking of Sidney Rosenberg, who is now 54 years young, how was your birthday yesterday?
It was very, very nice, Julia. Thank you. But I feel old this morning. I'm tired. I think it was those edibles I had last night.
Oh, really?
Talking about 420, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, I can't sleep, so I took an edible, and then I still couldn't sleep, so I took a melatonin on top of it.
Oh, God.
So I was like, oh, my God, this morning
was
rough.
Is that why I saw you drooling when you were walking? You looked like your eyes were half open.
Yeah, no, they are half open, okay. Yes. It works well, folks, trust me, on this 420 holiday. Hey, let's start with baseball. The Yankees, they're the story early on, Major League Baseball, the worst team inside the American League. Dead last place, a record of 5-10 and five straight losses. That compelled their GM, Brian Cashman, to speak to the media yesterday. No panic.
Bottom line, Bruce, we recognize that we're really disappointed in how we started this season. And we're checking all the boxes and having all the conversations. And our intent is clearly to support our players and staff as we deal with this slow start.
Yankees start a series in the Bronx tonight against the Atlanta Braves. The Mets, on the other hand, they're in first place atop the NL East with a record of 7-4. Had a good weekend series in Colorado. They're at Wrigley Field today, taking on the Cubs. Walker on the mound for the Mets. Hockey tonight, the Rangers chasing the Boston Bruins. Still 4 points behind the Bruins for the last playoff spot inside the Eastern Division. They're at the Islanders tonight. Big one, Rangers and Islanders. The Devils back on the road in Pittsburgh, taking on the Penguins tonight. NBA tonight, both teams back at it. The Knickerbockers, big story, six straight wins, six seed in the East, tied with Boston, just a half a game behind the five seed Atlanta Hawks. They will host the Charlotte Hornets at Madison Square Garden, and the Nets in New Orleans tonight without Kevin Durant, now just one back of Philly for the top spot inside the Eastern Conference. The Brooklyn Nets in New Orleans for the Pelicans later on tonight. Sports at 15:45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
I love those blue and orange socks. Are those Mets or Knicks?
Mets.
No, oh, I love it. Absolutely. Not as nice as my Theodore Roosevelt socks, but almost.
As your what?
My Theodore Roosevelt
You don't
socks.
Have that, do you?
Yes. 100%. Yes, he does.
You know, I swear to God.
A rough rider.
I am the most heterosexual guy you'll ever meet, trust me.
Thank you.
I want to sleep with you.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. With those socks, that's it.
Thank you.
All right, let's head out for Traffic on the Sevens with Joseph Nolan.
And good morning, guys. And again, on the Deegan southbound between the Cross Bronx and Yankee Stadium, there's a big old truck fire. Two right lanes are out of service. Now, it had been completely closed, so they're getting some progress here. But southbound Deegan between Yankee Stadium and the Cross Bronx, two lanes are out. That truck fire continues. Jersey Turnpike northbound Eastern Spur, all lanes are closed. Again, ongoing maintenance. Don't forget, too, the inner roadway northbound north of Interchange 10, an accident off on the shoulder. Route 46 eastbound Ridgefield Park at Main Street, two lanes are out with a crash. And on the Staten Islandbound Verizon, the upper level is shut with road work, and alternate side of the street parking rules again today are in effect. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much. Yep. Joseph, coming up in Frank's Business, he's going to be talking cryptocurrency. Oh my God, it's the hottest thing ever. My friend Seven keeps telling me to get involved with it. I'm like, you know that I can't add, so why would I want to get involved in that? And also coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. If you're looking for ideas for a unique vacation where you can see lots of different types of scenery from mountains to oceans to deserts, and you are the one who decides when you want to move on to the next spot, stay tuned.
This is the WABC Early News.
Business in just a moment, but first from your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Today is going to be a really nice day. We're going to have a mix of clouds and sun, hopefully more sun. We'll get up to about 73 degrees. On Wednesday, it's going to be pretty ugly. It's going to be 63 degrees, so not too bad, but we will have showers and scattered thunderstorms throughout the days. Basically, it's going to be gusty winds, just kind of lousy all around. But by Thursday, the rains clear away. We'll have partly cloudy skies in the morning, probably thicker clouds during the afternoon. We're only going to get up to about 51 degrees. But then by Friday, should be a nice day, 64 and generally sunny. The current temperature right now is 52 degrees in Manhattan. Frank?
All right. Well, a lot happening in the world of business. The opening bell rings this morning after the three major markets slid yesterday after kicking kicking off the week at record levels. Tech stocks led the decline and weighed on the entire market. This slip comes in spite of a roaring start to the first quarter earnings season that has seen financial institutions beat expectations by nearly 40%. At yesterday's closing bell, the Dow Jones was down 123 points, the S&P 500 slipped 22 points, and the NASDAQ lost 137 points. After the digital currency Bitcoin slumped over the weekend, fans of the spoof cryptocurrency Dogecoin want to make today, April 20th, Doge Day. Bitcoin was trading at more than $56,600 Monday, down from more than $63,000 last Thursday. Dogecoin was up 24% to 37 cents Monday morning, and fans hope to push the price to 42 cents today. That would coincide with today being 420, the unofficial holiday celebrating marijuana.
Happy 420 day, potheads.
Or happy Doge Day.
Or, yeah, well, I'll stick with the pot day. I mean, not because of that, just because it's,
understandable.
It's the OG. Anyway, let's move on now. Any of you art fanatics out there, you're going to love this next story. We now know the truth about a controversial wax bust that has been attributed to one of history's greatest artists. Well, it turns out that this sculpture of Flora, you know who that is, the Roman goddess
of
flowers and spring. Well, it was not the work, it turns out, of Leonardo da Vinci. In fact, scientists investigated the piece, and through radiocarbon dating, they were able to prove it was actually created 300 years after his death. The piece is part of a collection in the Bode Museum in Berlin. It was obtained by Mr. Bode himself back in the early 1900s. But back then, several experts said, no, this is the work of a British artist named Richard Cockle Lucas, including Lucas's own son, Albert. He was like, hey, look, I was there back in the mid-1800s when my dad put objects, including a letter, in the hollowed out bust. And then indeed, museum staff found the objects, but Mr. Bode, kept insisting it was a Da Vinci. And now more than a century later, we know it was not.
All right. Well, some mysteries are solved after a century, but solved nonetheless. U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Sullivan is returning to the States this week. The State Department said yesterday that Sullivan will eventually return to Moscow in the coming weeks. This comes after Sullivan initially said he planned to stay in Russia despite the Kremlin recommending he head back to Washington to talk with his team. The State Department said Sullivan will talk with new members of the administration he hasn't met yet. Russia recently expelled 10 American diplomats in response to new sanctions from the Biden administration.
I really would like to be an ambassador to a country.
I think
like
you'd
Italy.
Be, well,
I would take
those
Malta.
Are tough. Those are tough to
what
get.
What about
to.
Malta?
You know,
could see that, right?
You supported Biden. You should talk to him.
Well, I don't have the 411.
Well, you got to work out these deals before you make your pronouncements.
Truth. All right. Turns out the Olympics are not the best for the environment. Scientists studied the ecological and social impact of the last 16 Winter and Summer Olympics and found they're actually not really very sustainable, despite the Olympic Committee's claims. The researchers did come up with a solution, though, that they said would make the games more eco-friendly. Rather than moving them to new cities, Frank, the team suggests reducing the size of the event and rotating the games among the same cities over and over and over again, which, of course, will never happen because, of course, the games are a massive boon to local economies, and that's why everybody around the world fights for them to be in their country.
Former President George W. Bush is using artwork to express his desire to see immigration reform. A new exhibit of oil paintings by the 43rd president opens this week in Dallas. The paintings are portraits of immigrants, indicating Mr. Bush's belief that bipartisan immigration reform can be accomplished. The paintings will be on display through January 3rd at the George W. Bush Presidential Center.
So this is a really alarming warning, and I would definitely say you should listen up, especially men, if you're trying to have a baby. Scientists studied 500,000 couples, and they found men who drink alcohol while trying for a kid are more than a third likely to have a child with a birth defect, even just one party night a week. In fact, based on the data, the team found that not only does paternal drinking increase birth defects generally, but it also ups the chances that your baby will be born with a cleft palate by 55%.
Oh, my.
Yeah, the findings, of course, add credence to the emerging belief that the lifestyles of both parents are important, not just the mom.
Well, that is a real bummer. A New Mexico home is getting a lot of attention for its out of this world decorations. Martin Grigo told KOB4 he spent the last two decades filling his home with spaceship-inspired decor. This includes numerous murals, some of which are 3D, and a high-tech kitchen. He said when he was decorating, he thought of himself as being someplace on another asteroid. Grigo is now ready to part ways with his home, so he put it up for sale. The property's real estate agent said someone is already trying to buy it as is.
Well, speaking of, we may soon know if there is life on other planets. Okay, obviously you've heard about this whole congressional report that we've been waiting on, many of us anxiously awaiting the findings of this U.S. Intel report on UFOs, which is coming out very soon, beginning of June,
right,
I believe. But one college researcher says, thanks to a new telescope, we could get some pretty clear information on alien life sometime in the next 5 to 10 years. An Ohio State grad student named Caprice Phillips says NASA's James Webb Space Telescope could pinpoint a signature of life on other planets in a matter of 60 hours. The $10 billion telescope is basically, it's essentially the successor to the Hubble telescope, Hubble Space Telescope. Work began on it all the way back in the 90s, and it was actually supposed to launch in 2007, but various issues delayed it. But NASA says it's planning to launch this October, and ultimately they hope it's going to enlighten astronomers and cosmologists, letting them observe some of the most distant events and objects in the universe, including the formation of the first galaxies.
Wow.
That's freaky.
That is cool.
I don't understand it.
Well, it is pretty
probably why I failed the math part of my SAT.
Math was never my strong suit either. Someone that majored in traffic when he went to college,
he was a boy,
is Joe Nolan, who's our Lord of the Lincoln Tunnel, our master of the, what's something that begins with M?
Major Deegan.
There you go.
There you go. Joe Nolan, how are you doing this morning, Joe?
Good. Actually, really good. Deegan southbound, though, we got a problem coming down to the Cross Bronx Expressway between there and Yankee Stadium. There is a truck fire. Two lanes are out of service. Now, northbound, they've got the emergency vehicles out of the left lane. So this is just a southbound problem at this point. So southbound between Yankee Stadium and the Cross Bronx, a truck fire. Two right lanes are out. Jersey Turnpike northbound, Eastern Spur closed for overnight maintenance. On the inner roadway northbound, north of Interchange 10, an accident off on the shoulder. Route 46, Ridgefield Park, Main Street accident. Two lanes are out. Inbound at the Holland Tunnel, a stall in the right lane, and alternate side is in effect. This report of service of Wendy's Breakfast. Make a better breakfast choice at Wendy's in the morning with a honey butter chicken biscuit right now for only $1.99. That's $1.99. At participating Wendy's for a limited time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. With traffic on the 7, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph, from your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Going to be a nice day today. We're going to have clouds and sun. We're leaning towards the sun. We're pushing towards it. I'm praying for it. 73 degrees will be the high in the city. And tomorrow, the situation, it falls apart, essentially. We're going to get up to 63 degrees, but we'll have showers and scattered thunderstorms and strong gusty winds. But all of that goes away, and by Thursday, although we will be pretty chilly, we'll get down to about 51 degrees for a high, we will have some sun, some clouds throughout the day. Friday is looking nice, 64 degrees and lots of sun, maybe some clouds thrown in there, but all in all pretty nice. The current temperature right now is 51 degrees. By the way, coming up at the bottom of the hour, the world's top body language expert, Tanya Ryman. I mean, you've seen her on Fox. She's been on royal documentaries. And that's actually one of the reasons that I wanted her to come in today for our newsmaker segment, because I wanted to get her perspective on the aftermath of the Prince Philip funeral when she saw, yes, you know, what was going on inside the funeral. And then afterwards, the walking, Harry and, you know, I don't know how much she could see from that, how much she could tell, but she is the best body language expert that's ever lived. So, you know, also, in the Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, you keep hearing about this railway journey, new hot thing. Well, yeah, they sound kind of cool, but is it really something that you would enjoy like Joe Nolan did? I have a cool tool to help you figure that out. You could actually kind of investigate this before you would even book your tickets.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, but first, from the RSCSolutions.com news desk, I'm Juliet Huddy in for Deb Valentine. Foreign travel plans? Think again. suckers. No, I'm just kidding. But the U.S. State Department Monday says it is upping its do not travel advisory to about 80% of the countries around the globe. The message is, we strongly consider you reconsider heading to such and such a country. Not clear exactly which countries will be on. I would have a problem if it was, for instance, France or the UK, because both of their leaders have been talking to President Biden about starting up travel again. But you never know. The move comes as more countries, including popular spots in Europe, see skyrocketing COVID infection rates due to lagging vaccination protocols. Still, Americans say, forget it. We're going to take the risk. And if you have been to Governor's Island recently, you might notice the groundskeeping staff is a little white. Well, it's not a woke alert. However, a family of sheep has been assigned the task of munching invasive plants that have been taking over the island. The clan of sheep came in from Albany. I don't know. What do you call a thing of sheep? A herd of sheep?
Flock?
With a flock. Oh, that's herd. Yeah, five of them? Yeah, I guess it's whatever. A little group of sheep, but they're a clan to me. They came in all the way from Albany. I think they were shipped here. They did walk. There are five of them. I don't actually know if they are all white. I'm told sheep can be dark chocolate too. But in any case, sheep are hard workers and they're big eaters. So keep an eye out for them. And would he have had a stroke if he had not been under siege? That is the question many are asking this morning. After word came Monday that Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick's death was not directly caused by the Capitol attack. Sicknick had been hailed a hero, honored by President Biden and the nation in the Capitol Rotunda after dying that fateful day back in January. But the D.C. Medical Examiner's report came out, and essentially it says that he suffered a pair of strokes, dying of, quote, natural causes after trying to fend off the insurrectionists. Two men were charged last month with assault for spraying Sicknick with bear spray, and investigators had been looking into whether or not he'd ingested the chemical. And from the RSESolutions.com news desk, again, I'm Juliette Huddy in for Deb Valentine.
As you pointed out, we are fortunate enough to have one of the finest body language expert in America. She is an author. Her books include The Power of Body Language, How to Succeed in Every Business and Social Encounter. And if there's anything I need some help with, it is that. We're very, very lucky to be joined by Tanya Ryman. Good morning, Tanya.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Thanks. Oh, good. So, I mean, I know you're well because we drove in together.
That's right.
Because we live near each other. So, Tanya, I just before we get to what you do generally, I am so curious about what you thought about the Harry and William walking out of the funeral the other day. I mean, it wasn't a lot to see, but could you get any reading on that? Could you look at their body language? Did it say anything to you?
Yeah, it was really significant because when you watched, you could see that Harry was deviating from the normal protocol, like just little things. Like he had the brochure in his hand and he's tapping it against his leg, which is something that you just don't do when you're part of the royal. So he was really feeling anxious, and he kind of kept away up until the point that Kate brought him into the conversation. And once that happened, it opened things up a little bit, and I think it went well between the brothers.
You could see that there was not just sort of small talk, but it was maybe a little bit of warmth happening.
Yeah, because they were looking at each other. So typically, you know, when you're still feeling that frustration and you're walking straight, mm-hmm. you don't need to make eye contact. At that point, they started looking at each other, and then Kate stepped back mm-hmm. and it became a much closer conversation. So I think things are headed in the right direction for them.
Are there any pro tips that you could give to people in terms of how to use, consciously use body language to convey a sense of warmth and, I don't know, likability in the workplace or even in social interactions? Maybe a common mistake that people make that they could avoid if they were just conscious of it?
Right, yeah. Well, one of the easiest things to do, and this is, of course, is context dependent as well as cultural dependent, is hold eye contact with somebody because it makes them feel like you're really paying attention to them. And I always tell people, if I'm in control, then I want to sit with my back to the wall so that you can only see me and I can control who I see. Mm. So this gives people the idea and the impression that they're the only person in the room.
Interesting.
So it doesn't matter what's happening there. It doesn't matter what's happening on the left, the right. All that matters is you're in my main focus, and you're forced to look at me, unless, of course, you want to look at the wall.
Well, so if I want to be if I want to work on making sure I make eye contact with somebody that I'm speaking with, the person that I'm speaking with, that person should be up against the wall.
Right. So just now, like talking to you and looking at you, I notice when you think, you look up to your left. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now if you and I are having a conversation, I'm going to do that occasionally as well, because that also helps to build rapport. And it also helps me to see when you're thinking about something, you're trying to remember it, versus when you might be going, let's see if I can get over on Tanya right now.
Well, what direction would I look like if I was trying to get over?
So, for instance, maybe if I'm asking you a question, instead of looking off to your right, you're going to look off to your left. And that's not going to say, oh, he's definitely being deceptive. But it becomes a little red flag that I'll now keep back here. Mm-hmm. And then I'll look for other cues of deception, like, you know, changes and shifts in body language when we're having a conversation. So if you and I are having a conversation and I say something that maybe hits a little bit of a red flag for you, and you're sitting down, you might shift your position and stand up a little bit, or cross your legs, or cross your arms. Any little hints that are in timing with the question being asked, making you uncomfortable, is going to cause you to shift.
I notice that I do something sometimes when I'm talking to somebody, and I'll scratch my arm, or I'll you know, scratch my face for no reason. Like, there's no itch, and I know that I'm doing it. Why am I doing that?
It's actually, that's a comforting gesture. It does two things. Number one, it gets rid of any excess energy you have. So say, for instance, you're all revved up. You know, you had too much Red Bull. Mm-hmm. And suddenly you feel all this excess energy or anxiety. Just touching yourself, stroking your leg, stroking your arm, all that does, it's like self-pacification. So it's a giant pacifier for adults.
Well, you know what I do, similar to what Juliet said, and a lot of people have pointed this out, and most of the time I'm not conscious of doing it, is I will grab the back of my hair and kind of twirl the back of my hair.
You do the front.
I do both the back and the front.
Yeah. I know, I noticed that.
You did.
Well.
So yes. What does that mean? Same thing as Juliet's scratching issue, or is that more severe?
That helps you concentrate. Believe it or not, anytime you're stroking the head, rubbing the head, like even in these little circles, as long as you don't really pluck out too many of them, what that does is it helps you to focus and concentrate.
What if I am plucking?
Well, then in another few years, you're going to be sorry.
So wait, so Tanya is going to be joining you, isn't she?
Yes, we're in negotiations. It'll okay. Either we're going to see what happens with the Chauvin verdict, but hopefully either tomorrow or Thursday.
Right.
You got my email.
Yes.
On that front. Good. Oh yeah, we're this week.
Wonderful.
This week,
you're
we'll
trying to steal her from me.
No.
You do have a show. I got
your permission.
Yes,
prior.
I love it. I want to promote her to everybody. Yeah. She's
absolutely
amazing.
So do I.
She's amazing.
And again, you could check out Tanya's website at TanyaReiman.com, REIMAN.net, actually. Tanya, do you say Reiman or Reiman?
Reiman.
Reiman.net. And you can also check out her book, The Power of Body Language. Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you.
Somebody that is something of a traffic language expert is Joe Nolan. How's it looking this morning, Joe?
Well, we got a little bit more good news on the Deegan southbound. Now, only one lane is shut as you come down to Yankee Stadium. Again, that truck fire, at one point, all lanes were closed, so now just the one lane is shut as you come southbound. Now, also on the northbound inner roadway of the Jersey Turnpike, an accident off on the shoulder there. Also delays as you travel eastbound on Route 46. This is Ridgefield Park. Sounds like a pretty bad accident on the overnight. It's still in the process of being cleared up and out of the way. There's a downed utility pole. Two right lanes are out of service as you come up to that. And then the Staten Island bound Verrazano upper level closed for road work. That'll be another 20 minutes or so. And alternate side of the street parking rules again today are in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much. And Frank is going to be talking about debt. I hope it's good news, and I hope it's tips to deal with debt. He's like half and half. That's coming up also in your Jet Set Juliet travel update. Lots of cool stuff.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
20 minutes until 6. This is the WABC Early News, currently 52 degrees. The economic spotlight is on March home sales this week. Existing home sales will be out Thursday, and new home sales are due Friday. What might be the most highly anticipated report, weekly jobless numbers, will be out on Thursday. Economists expect to see first-time claims for unemployment benefits rising. And the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is announcing a new rule aimed at preventing debt collectors from forcing renters from their homes during the national eviction ban. The ban was imposed during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The Bureau issued a statement warning that kicking families out of their homes during a pandemic may literally be a death sentence. The statement urges debt collectors to work with tenants and landlords to find solutions that work for everyone. Juliet.
Thank you very much. It is time now for your Jet Set Juliet travel update. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Juliet Huddy TV for more details, pictures, and info. So remember I told you a few months back, I think it was January, that part of the famous road that hugs the cliffs and towns along the Pacific Ocean out in California had sunk into the sea after a bad storm? Well, work on the Pacific Coast Highway was supposed to last until June, but again, it was done so much more quickly than expected, and it is wrapping up in a couple weeks. The portion that was no more after those hard rains was in the Monterey County area, just, I don't know, like about an hour south of San Francisco. It's really one of the most popular road trips routes in general, not just in the country, but around the world, just going up and down Highway 1, as they call it, or PCH. It's really a stunning drive that takes you through all sorts of scenery and amazing towns. So this is music to the ears of travelers and the California hospitality industry for sure. Speaking of, I've got a couple more cool ideas for unique America-based vacations, and both are based on the rails. The first one is you're going to travel along California's Pacific Coast, so seeing a lot of what you would do if you were driving, but you'll be on Amtrak's stunning Starlight train. You can start in Seattle, Washington, and end up in San Diego, or really anywhere on that Southern California, Northern California route. You could take your time along the way, stopping off at some of the state's funkiest towns, all while drooling over the constantly changing scenery. Now, prices can run you anywhere from really like $100 to $700 one way, depending on which seat you choose, you know, which class you choose. I love the idea of a U.S.-based train vacation because you're really, you are the travel agent. You're kind of curating your own itinerary depending on how much time you want to take and how pampered you want to be. Next, it's being billed as a luxury trip of a lifetime. It's an opulent rail journey from Moab, Utah to Denver on the glass-domed beauty, the Rocky Mountaineer. This itinerary includes spectacular views of the Colorado River and the Continental Divide, among other stunning scenery. The train is really something special. In addition to the glass encasement, you can also stand on the outdoor deck area, which is really wild, to soak up the southwest sun. The two-day journey includes, now, so again, it's a two-day train journey, but it includes an overnight stay in the adorable town of Glenwood Springs, Colorado, as well as pre- and post-departure accommodations. Prices start around $1,600 per person, including meals. Yes, it's expensive, but it's really a unique experience. Now, if you're kind of like, trains, I don't know. I get it, but it is the kind of thing where you really have to do your due diligence, as I love to say, like with any new type of travel. So I have a great tool for you. I'm going to post it on my Twitter, at Juliet Huddy TV. It's 13 virtual train rides from around the world. You can click on the ones that sound intriguing and see what you'll be seeing on your journey. Of the 13, I love the Flam Railway in Norway, where you'll see waterfalls and snow-capped mountains. It's mind-blowing. I also love the Bernina Railway from Switzerland to Italy. You'll go through villages and just basically like hover on these massive cliffs. It's the highest railway crossing in Europe. So if you enjoy white knuckling, this may be a fun trip to book. Again, these are virtual tours, beautifully shot. You'll feel like you're on the train, and it's a great way to get inspired and educated on train travel. And that's your Jet Set Juliet travel update.
Well, as mentioned, the gentleman whose cousin handed Walter Mondale his final electoral defeat.
That's true.
Sid Rosenberg is here to give us a little information when it comes to the wonderful world of sports.
Did you give the details on that, though? That Paul Wellstone and his family actually all died. That's why they put Walter Mondale.
Yes, I'm well aware. We'll chat about
it. All right, we'll get to that later. Let's talk about the Yankees. They're a complete disaster. Not that that story wasn't. Yankees have lost 5 in a row, and at 5-10, they now sport the worst record in the American League, and only the Colorado Rockies have won less games than the Yankees. Is it time to panic? Here's our GM, Brian Cashman, yesterday.
Bottom line, Bruce, we recognize that we're really disappointed in how we started this season. But we're checking all the boxes and having all the conversations. And our intent is clearly to support our players and staff as we deal with this slow start.
Yankees welcome the Atlanta Braves into town. They start a set in the Bronx today. The first place Mets at 7-4 atop the NL East. They start a series in Chicago today at Wrigley against the Cubbies. Basketball tonight, the Knicks, what a story. Four games over 500, a six-game win streak. Tied with Boston for sixth in the East, just a half a game behind Atlanta for fifth in the East. They will host the Charlotte Hornets at MSG later on tonight. The Nets, without Kevin Durant, on the road in New Orleans, taking on the Pelicans. The Nets right now just one back of the 76ers for the top spot in the Eastern Conference. Hockey tonight, the Rangers make their playoff push. Right now, 4 points behind the Boston Bruins for the final playoff spot inside the Eastern Division. At the Islanders tonight, that's always a great one. Rangers at Islanders and the Devils on the road in Pittsburgh against the Penguins. One NFL note, the NFL Comeback Player of the Year, Washington quarterback Alex Smith, who came back last year after 17 leg surgeries. He nearly died. He announced his retirement from the NFL yesterday. Sports at 15 and 45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
And at 5:47, somebody that we hope never retires is the gentleman responsible for doing traffic and transit on the sevens.
Never.
The inimitable Joe Nolan. Hello there, Joe.
On the Deegan, between the Cross Bronx and Yankee Stadium, there's a truck fire. Two right lanes are out of service. That continues. Inbound LIE, this is a new one at Utopia Parkway. An accident with one lane out. We still have that problem northbound on the Jersey Turnpike on the inner roadway around Interchange 10. Off on the right-hand side, off on the shoulder, there was an accident. Route 46 in Ridgefield Park, two lanes are out with an accident. Down utility pole, they continue to work on that. Staten Island bound Verrazano, the upper level, all lanes are closed there with road work. Delays on the subways now, the 4 and the 6 downtown fire department activity. So there are delays on alternate side is in effect. This report, service of Indeed.com, trouble hiring. Time to shift gears with Indeed. They go beyond the resume with over 135 skill tests that help candidates show their abilities on things like computer proficiency or customer service. Indeed skill tests reduce hiring time by 27% on average. Visit Indeed.com/credit. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you. The king of the Queens Midtown Tunnel. It is 73 degrees. Well, that will be the high today. We're going to have a mix of clouds and sun. Should be pretty nice, actually, from your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center and your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Tomorrow, Wednesday, going to be pretty lousy. We're only going to get up to about 63 degrees. We'll have showers and scattered thunderstorms, and then the temperatures drop like a rock. 51 degrees will be our high on Thursday, but we will see some sun peeking out, and then the temperatures start to warm up by the weekend. Friday looks pretty nice, 64 degrees and lots of sun, maybe some clouds in the afternoon, but pretty much sunny all day. Currently, the temperature is 51 degrees in Manhattan.
One of the city's most powerful unions, the United Federation of Teachers, has endorsed City Controller Scott Stringer for mayor. The announcement comes just as a new poll shows Stringer fading in the race for City Hall. The Spectrum New York One survey of city voters has Andrew Yang in the lead at 22%, followed by Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams with 13%, and Stringer in third at 11%. Mayor Bill de Blasio says anything could change between now and Election Day. He says at this point in 2013, he was running fourth in the polls.
All right. Let's see. It was bound to happen sooner or later, Frank. Scammers have jumped on the vaccination card bandwagon. Federal regulators say thieves are exploiting sickness and death for a quick buck, offering fake cards that are not only illegal, they could be lethal. One listing in eBay, well, it's a listing on eBay, actually. It offered customers an authentic CDC vaccination record card for $10.99. It's put up there by a user going by the name Asian Jackson. The Washington Post reports the guy already sold more than 100 of these blank vaccination cards in just 2 weeks. And the scary thing is he works as a pharmacist in the Chicago area.
Wow.
Yeah, officials say using a fake card if you're actually sick could wreak havoc and derail the nation's successful vaccine program.
Nearly half of voters think former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin should be found guilty for the murder of George Floyd. Floyd died in police custody last May after Chauvin held his knee on his neck for more than 9 minutes. And a new Hill-Harris X poll found 47% think he should be convicted, while 20% feel he should be found not guilty. A third said they weren't sure. Opinions broke somewhat along party lines, with 62% of Democrats saying Chauvin should be found guilty, compared to 31% of Republicans. The jury picked to decide Chauvin's fate got the case yesterday. They'll get back to deliberations this morning.
Well, there was a bit of a boost to congressional Democrats on the national level on Monday after a GOP leader announced he's leaving national politics. Republican Representative Steve Stivers of Ohio broke the news on Twitter. He says he's leaving Congress next month to head up the Ohio Chamber of Commerce. The move, at least for the time being, giving Republicans one less vote in, as we all know, a narrowly divided House. After his departure, the balance would favor the Dems 218 to the GOP's 211. No word yet on a date for the special election to fill his seat.
A family of ducklings is reunited with their mother after getting stuck in a Florida storm drain. The Iona McGregor Fire District said, shared on Facebook that they got a call over the weekend about a group of ducklings who were in a stormy situation. Engineer Josh Wright was able to pluck each duckling out by hand and get them to safety. The department jokingly noted there will not be a bill for the ducks because it's all in a day's work.
Dun-dun-dun. Is Daffy Duck, is he a Disney thing?
I think that's Donald. No, well,
Donald
yeah.
Duck is
Donald
Disney,
is
right?
Disney.
Daffy
is Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes.
Well, in a move, Warner Brothers? Oh, yeah, you're right.
Warner Brothers is Looney Tunes.
Well, in a move the company says is aimed at inclusion and diversity, Disney, home of, we think, Daffy Duck.
Donald
Duck, I mean. I don't know. Whatever. They're all the same to me. They're ducks.
That is very speciesist.
Sorry. Disney has announced it's changing its somewhat medieval rules and will now allow its employees or cast members to have visible tattoos and more freely express themselves with their clothes and their haircuts. The move came out of a 16-month focus group effort of employees. The company's new values system will now be the five keys instead of four. Safety, show, courtesy, efficiency, and inclusion. Disney's also making moves to remove racially insensitive portrayals in rides like Splash Mountain and the Jungle Cruise.
They're only letting you get tattoos of Disney characters, though, apparently.
That's not true.
No, but it should be.
I was going to say, that's kind of funny.
A marijuana activist says he will celebrate 420 by handing out free joints to anyone who shows him proof that they have been vaccinated. Dana Beal says he'll dole out the free weed in Union Square Park. The 74-year-old says his giveaway is one way to celebrate Governor Cuomo signing a bill last month legalizing recreational marijuana in New York. Beal says he'll have a table set up in the park between 11 a.m. and 4:20 p.m., He says he has thousands of joints to give away.
Huh. I feel that like that has trouble written all over it.
You think? What could go wrong?
I know you were trouble when you walked in is a Taylor Swift song, isn't it? I know. Yeah. Well, anyway, she can sing. She can play guitar, write lyrics, write music and pretty much throw shade without looking like a mean girl. Billboard is reporting that the superstar has yet another number one album, her ninth, with the debut of Fearless. Now, I love this. This is the re-recorded edition of her 2008 album, Fearless, which also hit number one on the Billboard charts. So why did she re-record the same album? Well, if you recall, music mogul Scooter Braun, in a somewhat sleazy move, I have to say, bought the master recordings of Swift's first six albums out from under her from her former label. It was a really controversial move, but being the clever one that she is, Tay Swee said, okay, Scooter, I'll play that game. And now, following last year's smash hit albums Folklore and Evermore, Fearless's top spot makes her the first woman to ever score three new number one albums in less than a year. Take that, Scooter.
President Biden is paying tribute to former Vice President Walter Mondale. He says the two spoke over the weekend before the 93-year-old died of natural causes. Mr. Biden shared that his first call after being tapped as former President Obama's running mate was to Walter Mondale.
Well, Downton Abbey fans are spilling their tea over their hot tea over Monday's news. Production has been set for the second Downton Abbey film, simply called Downton Abbey 2. The movies are, of course, based on the awesome TV series about the aristocratic Crawley family. Downton Abbey, the film, the first one, centered on a royal visit to the fictitious mansion, which is in real life Highclere Castle, the home seat of the Earls of Carnarvon. Not sure what the second one is about, though. The OG cast is back, and it is set for release this Christmas. But that's not all. Apparently, there are a couple extra treats for fans in the form of the wildly popular Bad Boys star from The Affair, Dominic West. He'll be in this movie, along with British actor Hugh Dancy, who is, Claire Danes' hubby, and Guardians of the Galaxy star Laura Haddock.
Now, you've got to be a fan of this series and film, right?
I have to say I am a huge fan of Downton Abbey. I went to see the film on my birthday. John had taken me out, and I'd had a few drinks before we went. And I really don't remember anything from the film.
Okay. All right. But you like the TV
series. I had to keep up going to the bathroom.
I see.
Yeah. So as far as I recall, I was kind of disappointed in the film.
Really?
Well, because I was gone half the time.
Yeah, well, understandable.
Yeah, small body.
All right. You know who's a big Downton Abbey fan?
Who?
Peter King, actually.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I do love Peter King.
He's a character.
Yeah, he's great.
All right. We'll bring you traffic with Joe Nolan in just a minute. But a GoFundMe account for a Montana man killed by a grizzly bear is now up to $30,000. Carl Mock died Saturday, 2 days after being attacked outside of Yellowstone National Park. The backcountry guide managed to call 911, but it took crews 50 minutes to find him.
50? 50. Oof.
557, somebody that is pretty lucky when it comes to grizzly bears, Joe Nolan. Hello,
yeah,
Joe.
I've been attacked by one yet. All right, here we go. Deegan, as you travel southbound between the Cross Bronx and Yankee Stadium, we still have that one lane out. Truck fire is still there, still being cleared. Cross Bronx eastbound now at Webster Avenue, there's a collision. In Queens, westbound, make that inbound Long Island Expressway, Utopia Parkway, an accident with one lane out. Jersey Turnpike northbound, the Eastern Spur, again, that remains closed because of maintenance. Also delays as you travel on the eastbound side of Route 46 in Ridgefield Park, an accident. Two lanes out of service, and alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations once again today are going to be in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. One more quick check of weather from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Today is going to be a nice day. 74 degrees will be the high, sunshine and some clouds mixed in. Tomorrow we're going to have scattered thunderstorms, unfortunately, and we should have some pretty strong gusty winds. We'll get up to about 64 degrees. Wednesday, we're dropping way down to 51 degrees, and we'll have a mixture of clouds and sunshine throughout the day. Friday, looking pretty nice, 64 degrees with a mixture of clouds and sun. Hopefully, we'll have some more sun than clouds. Currently, the temperature in Manhattan is 51 degrees.
Coming up next hour, we'll get a preview of what's coming up on the Bernie and Sid show. We have a whole lot more news when it comes to business, weather, and traffic. And since Sid Rosenberg will be here, we'll find out what it was like for his cousin to run against Walter Mondale in Mondale's attempted political comeback. Also, a whole bunch of other news we'll bring your way as well. And, I guess that's about it.
Yeah, we've got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine update. Oh. That may be back in play. Wow. The question is, will people have the confidence to get it? I think we've had some maybe concern about that now.
We also have a number of the number of people that have been vaccinated and then gotten the coronavirus. So you could see what your odds are of getting the virus after being vaccinated.
Right. And I'm going to tell you guys, according to single men around the world, what makes a woman beautiful? Yes, and just prepare yourself for a little One Direction.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just a little One Direction.
All right, well, Juliet Huddy has more of your local news coming up in just a minute, but before we get there, Fox News Radio has all the latest national and international headlines that we're keeping an eye on, including the passing of former Vice President Walter Mondale. This is the WABC Early News, continuing in mere moments.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. This is the WABC Early News. A whole lot more news coming your way for the next 24 minutes. I'm Frank Moreno.
And I'm Juliet Huddy, and we're going to be talking about all sorts of things. Citizen with Sports at 6:15. And the boys are at the controls. I think we're going to be probably talking about the Chauvin situation, obviously.
Yeah, that story that you just brought to our attention regarding the judge's comments yesterday in response to Maxine Waters is pretty groundbreaking. I've never heard a trial judge speak like that.
Well, especially, before the verdict has been given. Right. Also, some shocking answers, I think, when it comes to what voters think about Governor Cuomo, despite all of these scandals that seem to be swirling around him.
And I'll tell you about one school in our area, one school district that is not having kids back in school anytime soon. But if you are heading to work or school this morning and you're wondering the best route to get there, Joe Nolan has some great strategies for you at 607. How's it looking, Joe?
Well, I got a couple of problems now. Inbound Long Island Expressway, Utopia Parkway, an accident, the left lane out of service. If you're on the crosswalk eastbound at Webster Avenue, delays begin pretty much almost all the way back to the George Washington Bridge now with a collision. Southbound Deegan backed up pretty much Fordham Road right on down to Yankee Stadium with a truck fire in the right lane. Over in New Jersey, Route 46, that earlier problem at Main Street and Ridgefield Park has now been cleared, and alternate side is in effect. This report of service of the DEA Take Back Day. Your unused or expired prescription drugs can end up lost, stolen, or simply misused. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back on Saturday, April 24th. To find out a collection site near you, visit DEATakeBack.com. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right, Joe, thanks. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, going to be a nice day today. We're going to get up to 74 degrees. Why did I wear this sweater? I ask myself. Sunshine, maybe some clouds in there, but all in all, a pretty decent day. Tomorrow, not so decent. The showers and the thunderstorms are going to be making things pretty miserable. And then on top of that, we'll have some strong gusty winds. So if you've got plans outside tomorrow, I would suggest canceling them. Maybe reschedule them for Thursday. We're going to get only about to about 51 or so degrees, but we will have intervals of clouds and sunshine kind of knocking back and forth. And then by Friday, it looks really nice to start the weekend.
A beautiful sunny day today, high
74. That's right. That is right, Joe. It's going to be 74 degrees. That's what I just said.
That's right.
But Friday, we'll have 64 degrees with clouds and sunshine and some light winds. Should be pretty decent. Currently, the temperature in New York City is 51 degrees.
One of New Jersey's largest school districts is going to remain all remote for the rest of the school year. Jersey City students were set to go back to school April 26th as part of a hybrid schedule. However, last night, school officials announced they will stay remote, saying they don't have enough teachers and staff willing to do in-classroom instruction. Jersey City's mayor, Stephen Fulop, is not happy with the decision, calling it an absolute failure in leadership and planning.
I have to say, I'm going to predict this. Steve Fulop will be running for president someday.
Of the United States?
I believe so. He's just an amazing mayor and just a quality person. All right. Well, doing a 180 right now. Sorry to editorialize this.
That's right.
Sending seniors to their deaths and, well, allegedly, and myriad sexual harassment accusations apparently aren't enough to make New Yorkers want to oust the governor of New York. A Siena College poll recently released shows 51% of those surveyed do not think Governor Andrew Cuomo should resign. That's a 1% increase from the last poll that was taken earlier in the month. In fact, New Yorkers overwhelmingly support Cuomo's handling of the pandemic. 60% say they approve. Only 32% say they don't. Curiously, his approval rating continues to sink despite the positivity about the pandemic handling. In February, it was 56% positive. Now it's just 40%. Meantime, 4 out of 10 people say Governor Cuomo has committed sexual harassment. They believe that. 7 out of 10 surveyed are in favor of the new millionaires tax, and roughly 6 out of 10 are happy with the legalization of pot.
Well, yesterday, Oklahoma City marked the 26th anniversary of the bombing of the Alfred Murrah Federal Building. Survivors and family members of the victims gathered at the Oklahoma City National Memorial for a special ceremony. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland spoke at the event and noted that he reflects on the loss that many endured. 168 people lost their lives in the bombing of the federal building on April 19th, 1995.
Well, after myriad experts sounded off on the safety of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, America's top doc, Dr. Anthony Fauci, announced the U.S. will likely resume the jab, and it could be very soon. There will be some form of restriction, apparently, to counter the blood clots, which are definitely rare. In fact, 7 million shots of the J&J jab were given. There have only been 6 reported cases of blood clots. Authorities have basically created a nice little headline here. You're twice as likely to be struck by lightning than get a blood clot from the J&J vaccine. Still, critics say the pausing of the vaccine really was a disaster. Not only did it delay the attempt to reach herd immunity, but it also sowed doubt in the minds of many Americans who were already hemming and hawing over whether to get the vaccine in the first place.
Well, speaking of vaccines, the CDC is saying that COVID vaccines are working in spite of some of the issues that you just raised. Out of 85 million people fully protected, fewer than 6,000 have gotten the coronavirus after their second shot. And of those, about 30% didn't show any symptoms. The CDC director calls this encouraging news, saying it shows vaccines also help prevent severe cases. Half of all adults nationwide have received at least one dose.
That is beautiful news. Right now I'm looking at you and I can't. Well, the question is, what makes women beautiful? The boys of One Direction thought smiling and hair flipping was pretty alluring. But according to one study, men are a lot deeper than a boy band. According to a dating expert.
Go figure.
Yeah. Single men said attraction is less about looks and more about character. In fact, single men say they like a woman who is honest, kind, trustworthy, and confident. Those were the four top things.
I think that's all true, but I wonder how much of this, you know, all these surveys that are dependent upon self-reporting, I do wonder how accurate they are. I mean, I feel like a lot of times people will try to give more deep, substantive answers in terms of what they find attractive in someone, whereas their actions don't always, they're not always consistent with that.
I think as you get older, you're a lot more concerned about having a quality person as opposed to just the hot candy thing. Well, at least some people are.
Well, there's more competition for us, Juliet, after a fashion anyway. Facebook is taking on the audio-based app Clubhouse. The social media giant Facebook is adding podcasts and live audio rooms. This is going to allow users to engage in real-time conversations. Facebook says it's seen a steady rise in people opting to use their voice from audio calls on the site to leaving messages using WhatsApp or Messenger. The new feature is expected to be available this summer.
Oh, life was so much more simple when we didn't have social media.
Exactly.
You
know, those of us that are in the audio promulgation business.
I know. And I joined Clubhouse because my friend Mikey K invited me, and I don't even know what it is. I still can't figure it out. And I know, a person who used to work here in news, he's on it and he's trying to get me to, I don't get it. I don't get half of these things.
Neither do I.
It's very frustrating. And finally, nature is good for the mind and body, and it's great for the soul too. Researchers in Canada studied the effects of natural sounds like chirping birds and rushing rivers. The team found sounds emanating from Mother Nature can help both relax us and even help reduce pain. The sounds that created the best results were soundscapes with... Guess.
Water?
No. Anyone? Anyone? Birds. Birds.
Really? Hmm. Brr, brr, brr. I like it just kind of quiet. Now, it doesn't include simulated or impersonated bird sounds like
probably not
yours.
No, I'm just giving you, the morning doves and the other things, the turkeys or whatever they do.
All right, here to do his sportscast bird.
It's happening right now. As a bird.
It's Sid Rosen.
Speak right, bird guys. To us. Sid.
Good morning. Let's start with baseball. Both the Mets and the Yankees are back at it tonight. Let's start with the Yanks. Yankees start a set in the Bronx against the Atlanta Braves, sporting the worst record inside the American League. 5-10, they've lost five straight games. Here's their GM, Brian Cashman, on whether it's time to panic or not.
Bottom line, Drew, if you recognize that we're really disappointed in how we started this season, but we're checking all the boxes and having all the conversations, and our intent is clearly to support our players and staff as we deal with this slow start.
On the other hand, the Mets are playing great baseball, 7-4, alone atop the NL East in first place, and they start a set at Wrigley today against the Chicago Cubs. NBA tonight, the Knickerbockers, the story of the NBA season. Winners of six straight, four games over 500. Right now tied with Boston for the sixth seed inside the East, just a half a game behind the Atlanta Hawks for the five seed. They're back on home court tonight hosting the Charlotte Hornets. The Nets, without Kevin Durant, in New Orleans for the Pelicans, and Nets right now just one back of Philadelphia for the top spot inside the Eastern Conference. Hockey tonight, the Rangers, their playoff push continues. 4 points behind the Boston Bruins for the last playoff spot inside the Eastern Division. At the Islanders tonight, Rangers at Islanders and the Devils on the road in Pittsburgh against the Penguins. Sports at 15 and 45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
Thank you, Sid. Stick around. We're going to ask you a little bit about Walter Mondale and Norm Coleman in just a minute. But first, here with the traffic and transit at 617, here's Joe Nolan.
Well, two separate problems coming inbound on the LIE. We're backed up now. New Hyde Park Road in through Douglaston Parkway. Crash there, and then on the LIE, we're extra heavy from Springfield Boulevard to Utopia Parkway. Left lane collision, that being cleared. Crossbox eastbound at Webster, there's an accident. We still have that one lane out coming down to Yankee Stadium on the Deegan truck fire right lane. Route 46 eastbound, that earlier problem in Ridgefield Park now, it's totally gone. An alternate side of the street parking rules are in effect. And this report is service to Staples stores. Staples helps you get to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Now get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more. See storestaples.com/signage for details. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Well, on this 420 day, happy weed day, in business, momentarily, Frank will be talking about cannabis. But first, let's give you a quick weather forecast from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. 74 degrees we'll get up to today with some sun, maybe some clouds here and there. Tomorrow is going to be lousy. Showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. Gusty winds, just pretty awful. Thursday, it's going to be dipping down temperature-wise into the very low 50s. We'll have some clouds and maybe some sunshine, probably more clouds, though. And Friday, we're looking pretty good so far. Intervals of clouds and sunshine, but probably leaning more towards the sun with a high of 64 degrees. It's 51 in Manhattan.
All right, as promised, the cannabis business is growing. The House of Representatives is approving legislation to allow banks to provide services to cannabis companies. It's a step removing a barrier in the development of creating a national industry. Congress passed the bill 321 to 101. Traditionally, banks have not been willing to do business with companies that sell marijuana or related products because it could run into issues against federal laws. And a final decision is nearing on injunctions against shutting down the Dakota Access Pipeline while an environmental review takes place. Yesterday was the deadline for Dakota Access to submit additional information to the courts. Judge James Boasberg has ruled to shut down the pipeline before, but is waiting before making a decision on these injunctions. Those asking for the shutdown say the pipeline is created and is operating illegally since a water crossing permit was revoked by a federal appeals court. Julia.
Well, it is time now for Sydney Hollywood Rosenberg to join us in his post-birthday bliss.
Yes.
Happy birthday again.
Thank you.
Belated. I totally forgot what I was supposed to bring you yesterday, but I forgot again, and I will bring it tomorrow.
Well, thank you. It's a thought that counts.
It really is. It's probably going to be falling apart.
Oh, it's going to be great. We got a big show coming up today. It's Tuesday. That means, of course, Bo Dietl's going to stop by. Bo's been doing a lot acting lately, too, with the Gravesend and Godfather of Harlem series down in Coney Island. So Bo will join us coming up at about 7:25 this morning. We'll also talk to former Congressman Peter King about what to expect in this city when the Derek Chauvin verdict is read. And then coming up at 6:50, Dove Hyken. You know, there was a lady, a French lady, that was savagely murdered in France years ago. It was an anti-Semitic murder, obviously. So later on this afternoon at the French consulate here in New York City at 1 o'clock, holding a big rally. Once again, the Jews, we are getting together, and led by Dove Hyken. That starts at 1 o'clock, so Dove will join us at 6:50 in an attempt to, garner Jews to join us in this big rally.
Well,
yes.
You don't have to be Jewish to join, do you?
No, you don't. No, a lot of these rallies that we have, it's a lot of non-Jews that just are sick and tired of anti-Semitism and all the issues going on. So you don't have to be Jewish to show up. No,
I would be curious. You know, Dove Hyken was a Democratic elected official in the city for about 25, 30 years.
How about almost 40 years?
I would be very curious. As a leading Democratic elected officials for a long time, who he is going to be voting for in the Democratic primary for mayor on June 22nd.
He will not vote for a Democrat anymore. He has not changed his party. He's not changed his party. And he was an assemblyman, Borough Park, Brooklyn, for the better part of four decades. But he has given up on that party. He will not vote for a Democrat.
Well, I would be curious. I mean, he's certainly going to vote in the primary.
Yeah,
right?
He's probably going to vote for Curtis Sliwa.
Well, but so as a Democrat.
Oh, as a Democrat,
he has to vote in the Democratic
primary.
I mean, I
don't even know if he'll even vote. I'll ask him. But he is so disenchanted and so upset because, again, a lot of these anti-Semitic attacks that come from the government are coming from that party. That party. And he has really voiced his displeasure over the last couple of years with me and Bernie about the Democrats.
And as I exposed this morning, Peter King is a huge Downton Abbey fan. He's going to be very excited when you tell him about the sequel to this picture.
Downton Abbey 2 with new star members, cast members, including Dominic West from formerly of The Wire and The Affair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dominic West is good.
I love him.
Yeah, he's good.
He's a bad boy in real life. He had an affair. And by the way, he's going to be on Downton Abbey where Lily, whatever her name was, who he had the affair with in Italy, riding the scooter.
Oh,
not
wow.
that long ago. She's in that movie. Well, I don't know if she's in the movie, actually. Maybe she's not. She was a Downton Abbey girl.
Yeah. I like that.
Scandalous.
So,
scandalous.
As I mentioned, your first cousin, Norm Coleman, did hand Fritz Mondale his final electoral political defeat. Any inside dope? Any good Mondale stories that you can share?
Well, again, that story was that Paul Wellstone was the guy that was running against my cousin for senator. And Wellstone was very, very popular in Minnesota. It was getting very, very close to the actual election. Mm-hmm. And Paul Wellstone and his wife and his children, all of them, went out helicopter.
Oh, God, that was awful.
Terrible. They all died. The helicopter crashed. They all died. So the Democrats had to put somebody in there late to run against my cousin. It wasn't like Mondale actually ran a campaign. He was just a face.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a popular guy in Minnesota. And yes, Norm did eventually defeat Mondale, but he really beat Wellstone on the way to becoming a senator.
Well,
then he lost to Al Franken.
A lot of people say that funeral service that they did became kind of a Democratic Party pep rally. And a lot of folks turned against Mondale and the Democrats and voted for your cousin because of that. Is that your interpretation of what happened?
That's what they said, yes. But I think Norm was going to win that race anyway, to be honest. That was the one he had. He had lost the gubernatorial to Jesse Ventura. And then, of course, Al Franken beat him. My first cousin's a genius. He's a wonderful guy. Cancer survivor. Really bright kid, right? Mm-hmm. Law school in Iowa. DA's office in Minnesota all these years. 8 years as mayor of St. Paul. But he does own the distinction of losing political races to Jesse Ventura and Al Franken. That ain't easy.
He's got to move to Texas to lose to Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say that. Yeah, celebrities tend to get the attention, as
they
we've seen. Very quickly, have you made your reservations for London?
I have not made them yet, but we are definitely going in June. 1,000%.
Well, yes. I mean, I hope that this new expansion of the level four countries does not include the UK. I don't think it's going
to. When do we find that out?
Probably any moment now.
Oh, really? Okay.
We should find that out any moment. Yeah, I'll keep an eye on that.
I need to know. My daughter has to go.
Well, I'm going. Yeah. I don't care.
You're going.
They're going to have to arrest me. I'm going. I'm vaccinated, for goodness sake. This is getting crazy.
That's true. My buddy Pete Morgan from Peerless Boilers has all these tickets for all these sporting events. He's got Ranger tickets, Knick tickets, Met tickets. We're getting to the point now where if you're not vaccinated, you can't go to the event.
Yeah.
It's
and depending on where you
tested.
Live, it's true. Depending, you're going to have a little certificate that shows that we've either been recently tested negative or had COVID and recovered or have been vaccinated.
Too much. Have you been vaccinated yet?
First dose. My second dose is April 29th.
Is that right?
Yes.
Good for you.
Thank you.
I'm going to go this week. I'm going to get it done.
Good.
You feel great now? You're all good?
I feel, fine. Saturday will be the day that I'm 2 weeks out of the second dose, so I can now frolic around
and get crazy.
Live life. Yeah.
are you issuing a prediction on the Chauvin case today? Will we have a verdict, number one? What will the verdict be, number two? And what unrest will we see, number three?
Well, the whole Maxine Waters thing now, really throws this whole thing into a brand new stratosphere. I don't know if they're just going to throw this thing out. I have no idea. I felt all along it would be manslaughter. You can't acquit the guy, but he didn't murder the guy either. So I thought it would be manslaughter all along. But with this Maxine Waters latest news, I really have no idea.
It'll be appealed and it'll take forever for this to be resolved. That's what I'm predicting.
What do you think we'll find out by Friday?
I think it could be.
I think we may have a verdict today.
Today?
Yeah. Maybe.
What do you think?
I mean, as you said, I think he's going to be guilty of something.
Right.
But I think there's just so much pressure to convict. I'm not sure that they'll view manslaughter as being sufficient.
Who's they?
The jurors.
Well, we'll see. Could you bet on that in Vegas when you go to Vegas?
That's a good question.
Thank you, Sydney.
Even I have my limits when it comes to betting. All right. Sid Rosenberg, catch him at 6:30, along with Bernard McGurk, Peter King, Dove Hyken, and Bo Dietl, all on the show today.
Yes, and I will be sticking around to give you some news updates as Deb Valentine, I'm not sure where she is today, but she has off. And so we'll have a big day.
All right.
It's going to be a big day today.
You're sticking around.
I am sticking around.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Look at me.
Better you than me.
Okay, so tomorrow, what do we have? Anything interesting?
We have a lot of interest. Well, first of all, we'll bring you the latest on this likely verdict in the Chauvin case,
right,
and how people are reacting. Some interesting news out of the mayor's race here in New York City, and we'll bring you some other interesting things as well.
Yeah, I'm also going to give you some cool information about what you should name your children if you want them to be rich. I mean, I'm talking seriously rich.
Right.
Yeah. And in my Jet Set Juliet travel report, I'm going to tell you about a country that is telling you, you can come here. We'll vaccinate you, people. You could show up and we will vaccinate you. Of course, you're going to have to stay like throughout the whole vaccination process. But I mean, if you got the money and you have the time.
Is it a country that people are going to want to go to?
Well, yes. People would love to go there.
Well, tomorrow. Stay tuned. All right. This has been a lot of fun, Juliet. We'll see you tomorrow.
Always.